show now.
What time is it?
I don't think it was recorded.
You weren't recording?
Uh-oh. Now that shows you don't. It's too, you don't do what comes to your mind. When we first started, I thought I started that box and that thing. But I did.
Oh, well, that's fine. Well,
we got it.
but saints, it's just you know, you're not going to be deceived by a Baptist in this day. You're not going to be deceived. You're not going to be deceived by Pentecostal. You remember Brother Van talked about the two spirits in the framework of the church.
That's right.
You see,
right. Exactly.
The two spirits almost alike, so hard to differentiate. But what made the difference was the life, the token, right? So the children of Israel, they had to grab this blood from the lamb and place it on the doorpost, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the lamb itself, Brother Branham said, was not the token. The token was the blood.
Right.
But really, in actuality, it wasn't the blood. It was the life.
Exactly.
The life. Because that blood, you can have the blood all you want to as well.
Yeah.
You could have. They could have had that blood all they want to. But it's the life that comes back upon the believer that changes you, you see? Jesus Christ, Brother Branham said, Jesus Christ spilled all the blood, and there was only enough blood to just go for a certain amount of people. It wouldn't have been able to cover everybody, right? In his physical element, you see? But that's the reason why he said, tarry ye in the upper room. That was the message, go. That was the message to them. Go ye, tarry in the upper room. And there you'll be indwelled with the Holy Ghost. There the Comforter will come, you see? That is the element that I believe people are missing in this day. They're looking at the physical things and forgetting that there's a life that needs to be lived. You see?
Yes.
So it's making people lazy and drowsy and nonchalant. When in actuality, these, do you see how they had to act before this Exodus? Mm-hmm. They had to move.
Yeah.
They had to do something about this message that Moses gave them, you see? They had to act upon it.
Right?
Right? So, let me go back here to my notes real quick. Amen. So, just real quick. So what is a token? It's a thing serving as a visible or tangible representation of a fact, quality, feeling, etc. Let me give an example here. I wanted to offer you a small token of my appreciation. Well, when you give somebody a gift, for example, I give Brother Bob this gift. I appreciate Brother Bob. Brother Bob, I appreciate you. Yeah, that looks good on you. Now, I gave Brother Bob that gift, but that's not me.
Right.
That's not me. But it's a representation of my appreciation to him. So every time he looks at that token, it should remind him of me, right? You see what I'm saying? So every time you look at the token, amen, the Holy Ghost working in a believer's life or in your life, it should point you back to Christ. It shouldn't point you back to a man.
Right?
It shouldn't point you back to a tape. It shouldn't point you back to something physical. All those things were good. Those were tokens, amen, to us. You see? But that's not Christ. Again, like I said, the tape didn't die for me. It was Christ that died for me.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Branham said here, now what is first a token? It's a word that's commonly used among we English-speaking people, especially here in America. A token is a really The dictionary says that a token is a sign. It's a sign of a fair price paid. See, that the fair or price required price that's been paid. And I give here an example in Toronto. When we go and get on the subway, they don't use money in order for you to get on the subway. You have to have paid your fare, and they give you these tokens. And that's what you present to the person that's letting you in, that's going to let you in into the subway. And if you don't have that token, even though I got money, I'll give you some money, but that's not going to work. I got the Bible. I've got the message. I've got the picture of the statue of a perfect man. I've got it all. That's not enough. You got to have the token.
Right.
You got to have that the representation, the life of what that is. You see?
Yes.
Man, I'm getting out of the picture.
Yeah.
You have to have that life, and that's what's going to let you in. God's not going to look at you because you've listened to every single message that Brother Brandon preached. Or, it's great that you do. It's great that you read and you continue to do it over and over and over. But that won't save you.
Right.
But, you know, that's not going to save you. It'll save you if you grasp what the prophet was talking about in those tapes and apply it to your life. That's what's going to save you.
Right.
You see? So the children of Israel, they had this token. They had the blood. Amen? But they had the lamb. And so, in another place, you know, the covenant of circumcision was given to them before Moses told them to go and apply the blood and all this, like this. Now, what if a man would come up to Moses and say, look, I don't need to do that. I've got circumcision. I could show you. And that wouldn't have been enough. Even though it was part of God's, it was part of God's covenant that he had given to Abraham, that would not have been enough. That was not the token.
That's right.
The token was that blood on the doorpost. And saints, that blood, why is it on the house? Because that house represents we are the body of Christ,
right.
You see? That token has to be placed in your home, you see? It has to be on display there. To let others know, hey, Christ dwells in here.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
There's gonna be certain things that are gonna come. There is physical, if we continue reading there in Exodus, and we don't have much more time, but if we continue reading there was other things that they had to do in order for them to prepare them for the journey. They had to have shoes on while they were eating the lamb. While they were eating the lamb, they had to have shoes on. In other words, the coming of the Lord is soon at hand. We need to be ready. Right?
Right.
We need to be ready. That was another... The fact that they believed that message was the fact that they were acting upon the message in all those different areas. But that blood showed that lamb took my place. And then that lamb dwells here. And then they had to eat all of the lamb. Like Sister Peggy said, they had to eat all of the lamb. Including the entrails, the heart, the guts, the brain, everything. Kidneys, liver, every single thing. Well, I don't like that part. That part's nasty. They had to eat it all.
That's right.
I don't like the way Brother such and such preaches. He steps on my toes too much. I don't like what he says. But is it the word?
Right.
That's the thing. Is it the word? Because if it's the word, and if it's not off the word, you have to eat that.
Right.
You see, you have to in order because the body of Christ has to feed on all the word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So the blood of the lamb was the token for Israel. And let me see here. Brother Bram says here, to the world it's a bunch of foolishness, but to God it's the only way. The only thing that he requires is that token. It must be there. And you cannot have the token until the fare is paid. So Jesus Christ paid the fare for us, right?
Yes.
then you are a possessor of the token which gives you the privilege of a free pass. I'll see the blood. I'll pass over you. What a time. That what a privilege to know that you pack within you the pass. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It's the only thing that he'll recognize. It's the only thing that he'll recognize. God didn't give any other substitution for the token. It's nothing else that can take its place. No substitute, no denomination, no nothing else. It takes that. God said, that alone will I see.
Yes.
So others are trying to put other things in the place. You see, and that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. The Adam and Eve, when it had to do with a life, right? It was they sinned, and then they tried to put in a substitute, something that was easy, something that was simple, you see. But that God had to provide Himself the lamb, you see. God had to give them the lamb, amen, and say, put those skins on. Don't put that. Well, I don't want your religion. I don't like it. I can't stand it. I don't want you to be covered by that. I want you to be covered by this. And there was blood involved with that too, saints. So, does anybody have any comments or any questions? Sister Barbara.
It occurred to me while you're talking, most countries in Asia and the Middle East, before you go into somebody's house, you have to remove your shoes. So it just kind of struck me when it said, keep your shoes on while you're eating. So
yeah.
Be ready to go. And then, you know, I equated that with being shod with the gospel.
With the gospel. That's right. That was part of the armor. The armor, the whole armor of God.
Yes.
That's right. I mentioned that when I was in Toronto a couple of weeks ago, I was mentioning that, and I told them, I said, all the Filipinos here, because there's a lot of Filipinos there at the church, all the Filipinos here, they love taking off their shoes. It's a custom to take off your shoes when you go into a house. But there in Canada, a lot of people do it anyways because there's salt on the roads. It's just it's nasty, and you don't want to go in the house. So, but I said in this case, they had their shoes on. They got kicked out of that.
Yeah.
Because it's
Brother Brian said, you know, he just comes to tell us the word or give us the revelation. Not give us the revelation. Tell us the revelation. We got to get the revelation. Mm-hmm. But what are these people going to do when he says, the Bible says the fivefold ministry will perfect the saints.
Yeah.
I mean, perfection is as high as you can get.
Right.
So that, they're really saying that, because Brother Brown said that the fivefold ministry would perfect the saints. Mm-hmm. So they're really saying, you didn't really tell us the word. Because they're saying that that's not right, the fivefold ministry.
Right.
So
yeah. It's unfortunate. It's...
No. Well, I've heard them say that, heard a Sunday school lesson from a certain church, and Brother Branham, they quote Brother Branham out of questions and answers, where Brother Branham says that you're perfected by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And so they say, well, you're perfected by the Holy Ghost. You're perfected by the Holy Ghost. And that's
what
their,
do you
that's
do
their,
with that and it says you're perfected,
right, you're perfected by the Holy
Ghost.
But really,
that's the whole point. You try to talk to them, and they got their vote. That's all they're going to say. You're perfected by the Holy Ghost.
But really, in actuality, you take really it's both things together. Mm-hmm. It's the Holy Ghost and the fivefold ministry. It's not the fivefold ministry itself. You see,
just like Brother Rev was talking about. So you can't put faith that God can speak through human flesh.
And yeah,
because you can't see past this veil with all its faults and failures that the God that created all things, that spoke through Brother Branham, can speak through us too.
Absolutely. There's a quote that I wanted to read to you. I don't have time, but Brother Branham mentions that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we don't have faith. The minister cannot help you. I cannot even help you if you don't have faith in what I'm telling you is the truth.
Right. Right.
So therefore, if you already come with your mind and saying, I don't, I listen to the tapes. That's the voice for my day. And when you come to church, and you're listening to the minister, it's coming, but it's just kind of hidden.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not going to be able to get what is being preached. Because you already put a filter there. Yes.
Just a comment on hearing. You're constantly hearing the same thing over and over. it's scientifically, there's a psychiatrist himself that says, these are his words verbatim, you become what you pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's over and over and
it's
over.
Known if it is repetitive, and if it does, if that didn't work, then marketing wouldn't work. You constantly hear commercial over and over, and then when you hear the jingle somewhere, it reminds you of that coffee that you heard. The best part of waking up.
Yeah.
Your mouth starts watering.
Really.
Also, when the minister is preaching, you got to check it yourself, see if he's telling you the truth.
Absolutely. You
have to. Exactly.
That's absolutely right. And it has to agree with the word that you have received as well. You see, not just because he said it, then that must be it. No, your own study.
Over and over, you start believing that's the truth.
Right. Yeah.
The fact that you just hear it more than once, more than five times, then you start within yourself believing that's the truth, and that's when you become what you pay attention to.
But that's the thing, saints. Do you know it for yourself? Yeah. Well, Brother Dale probably has said lots of things for many years. Do you know it for yourself?
Right.
Do you know that where he got that from? You see?
Which is,
and that's the key.
Reading the Bible, listen to the tapes.
That's right.
I mean, I hear some ministers, when they preach, I'm scared that they discount Brother Branham so much.
Understand.
The wording... That I'm scared that, especially young couples, coming in, that they may feel like they don't have to listen to the tape.
Yeah, and you can't do that.
And another thing is...
There's a balance.
We are so fortunate to have the ministry we have here. But what about people that go to that church? Mm-hmm. They, like she said, they believe what they... I mean, we're really blessed.
But you've got to find somewhere.
Exactly.
Your Holy Ghost has got to lead you.
Which goes back to, have you read the Bible and listened to the tape?
That's true.
If you don't have a church to go to, you better be listening to those tapes
consistently.
Being your church, you better.
Right.
But when you got a church to go to, services, both morning and evening, and you decide to stay at home, when you know the word's going forth, amen? That's between you and God, but...
People must not think. Because with those two quotes that you said where the Holy Spirit perfects the people and the fivefold, that's two different sentences. But what do they mean? If you believe in a prophet, if you truly believe that Brother Branham was a prophet, you would have to think about that fact. That those things wouldn't contradict each other.
That's right.
Right.
They don't think. People must not think. And that's why they're taken in by these.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, because the word says it, obviously. And then the prophet, he spoke about it. You got to bring the balance of that. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, let's go ahead. Thank you all for your attention. Lord bless you.